New York is one of the states that will be offering insurance for the Affordable Care Act through the state health exchanges. What is arguably the landmark feature of the law, also known as Obamacare, springs into action tomorrow when New Yorkers can begin shopping and buying health and health plans through a marketplace called New York State of Health. Implementation of the plan has had its bumps and bruises, and as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, New York is ready to go, but there are lingering concerns in certain sectors.
Among the organizations that's been opposed to the ACA from the start in New York State is the National Federation of Independent Businesses. New York State Director Mike Durant says the group's stand reflects views of its members, and on the eve of the exchanges, those members expect that uncertainty about cost of the Affordable Care Act will affect hiring, and that's according to the most recent survey.
80% to 90% of them are either considering not hiring at all because of this, shrinking hours, maybe having to cut some of their workforce.
For businesses with fewer than 50 employees, coverage will be available through the Small Business Health Options Program, also known as SHOP. But there have been changes in rules as recently as last week, and Durant says that uncertainty fuels much of the wariness.
Every time there's a new delay, a new glitch, a new problem, the phone's ringing off the hook, they're sending emails because they have concerns because they don't know how it applies to them.
There are some physicians who are also wary of the business aspect of the new system. Maud White is executive director of the Health Alliance Physician Organization in Syracuse, which represents about 400 doctors. She says physicians are supportive of Obamacare for the most part, but because they're also running a business, they worry about bad debt. White says the basis for that is a rule that gives consumers a 90-day grace period to get services without making any insurance payments.
What if at the end of the quarter the patient never pays for the premium? Then they'll be canceled, because at the end of the quarter, the insurance company can cancel. And if they do that, then for sure those claims will not be paid. So all the services the physicians have provided will be unreimbursable.
Ultimately, the federal government says health insurance premiums will drop in New York State under Obamacare. But Durant suggests that's not much consolation in a state that's seen premiums rise in the last decade.
So you're going from a Lamborghini to a Porsche.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.